Wassendorf pledged money to UNI and other nonprofits. Those gifts were left unfulfilled with the company's demise. Iowa's Solicitor General has asked the Iowa Executive Council for approval to hire outside counsel to represent UNI in bankruptcy court in Illinois, where the university is seeking to recover $500,000 plus interest costs and fees. The same attorney will also represent other Iowa groups in bankruptcy proceedings, including the University of Iowa Foundation. Before his firm collapsed, Wassendorf oversaw a three-story Cedar Falls headquarters, a local restaurant, and other concerns. Wassendorf admitted the fraud in a note he left before attempting suicide 2 years ago. I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.